Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Don't forget, you can also listen online at SaturdaySplash.com.
So we're talking winter weather predictions this second.
It's chilly. It's only just begun, the winter weather.
And we're talking persimmon winter weather predicting.
So now tell me, neither one of you had ever heard about this.
Never.
This like this.
I had because of you.
Excellent. I don't know if this is Farmer's Almanac or if this is just from, you know, Grandma Hartebees or Grandma Steed or, but persimmon seeds. Now, persimmons obviously, you know, is a native tree. Produces a really delicious fruit unless you've ever gotten one that's not ripe, and it is the most bitter thing that you'll ever eat.
Wow.
But if you can get a some ripe one, they ripen up in the fall. If you can beat the wildlife to them, persimmons are absolutely delicious.
I don't think I've ever had a persimmon before.
It sounds like vaguely Asian. Why do I feel like persimmons are Asian if you say they're native here?
Well, there is an Asian persimmon. We have our native persimmons, but there is an Asian persimmon that's a very popular yard tree that also produces an edible fruit.
Now, are those invasive?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Good.
In fact, one of our horticulturalists, Corey Tanner at Clemson Extension, grows them and brings them in every year for us to eat, and they're delicious.
Perfect. So how does one predict the weather with persimmons?
Well, the old timers say if persimmons are a delicious, sweet fruit, but they do have several seeds, almost like very large watermelon seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you crack one open and look at the embryo inside, that's the part of the plant that's going to shoot out a root and a stem when it eventually germinates. If you look at the shape of the embryo, it can be what they call a knife, a fork, or a spoon.
And once you told me about this, I looked at pictures online, and they actually, the knives, forks, and spoons look like plastic utensils. So the knife looks like a plastic knife. The fork.
It's a butter knife for sure.
It's a butter knife. The fork, P.S. It's a spork. It's not really a fork. And the spoon looks like a little spoon. So.
Yeah. But they are distinguishable. They are distinguishable one from the other. The knife, I believe, is for if it's going to be cold and icy.
Yeah, but the ice cuts you like a knife.
Exactly.
The wind, the chill.
Burr.
That's not the kind of winter I would care for.
We had one a couple Februarys ago that was just terrible. Brings all the power lines down. It's just nobody likes ice.
Okay, so that's knives. So forks, what do forks indicate?
Forks are, I don't know what they stand for, but I know it's a mild. They predict just a mild winter. So maybe not a
regular
no
old winter, regular old utensil.
Yeah.
And spoons?
The spoons are my personal favorite, especially being from the South. I didn't get a chance to shovel snow very often, but the spoons are supposed to represent shovels to dig out the large drifts of snow that we're going to have.
Okay, so everyone here in the upstate of South Carolina,
drum roll,
please. Patricia has opened up her persimmons, and what do they say?
It is a spoon year.
Oh, yeah.
So we can expect, according to the persimmon seed, lots of snow.
Oh, I sure hope so. I love snow. I too grew up in the South. I have never once shoveled snow. And
yeah, me either.
I like to keep it that way, which is why I like winters in the South. They get a good two or three snows a year, and that's it.
Right.
And they
you
stay
can
around,
always go
you know?
Up to Tennessee or North Carolina to one of the ski lodges and get your fill
where it's already
snow.
Shoveled.
I like the snow where it comes, it snows, everything looks pretty, and then you go to sleep and the next day, whoop, it's all melted, it's gone, and you know, you can enjoy yourself.
I hate when it snows on the weekend though. I feel like I'm robbed of a snow day.
Right. You and all the children across Greenville County.
I know. I guess I identify with them.
Right.
Okay, so Maddie, now you're not a children anymore. You are a home dweller now.
I am a house dweller, that's right.
A house dweller.
A real life
grown
house.
Up. Yep. So
well,
now that it's
you say
it,
this.
Well, it's going to be getting cold, so now it's time to winterize our houses if it's not been done already.
Ooh,
so let's talk about that.
What do I do?
Do you have gutters on your house?
I will go home and check and report back.
All right. Well, listen, if you have gutters on your house, you should go ahead and you take this time to clean your gutters.
Ah.
Why, you ask?
I hope I don't.
All that snow that's going to build up eventually will melt, and it needs to be able to flow unimpeded through the gutter system.
Yep, that is exactly yes. other things. And I know you have, you do have trees in your yard, Maddie. I know about that.
I am a master tree keeper. I know a lot about trees now.
Awesome. So you will know that now is the time to deal with dead tree limbs.
I do know that. And I know the proper way in which to do so.
Excellent. Because you don't want all that weight of ice and snow to build up and crack those limbs off.
That's right.
You know, it's the number one thing most homeowners don't think about doing before winter sets in is to get rid of the dead tree branches. And that's exactly what happens. You know, you see all these pictures of people who have parked their cars in their driveway and everything is fine and boom.
Right.
Tree branch comes down right on their car.
Yeah.
Well, and your neighbors will appreciate it too when you take care of those branches and then the power does not go out because that branch did not fall on the power line.
That's true.
Oh, that's also
true.
Good.
Proper. I just recently learned all about how to take care of trees. But if you are out there pruning your dead limbs, you want to make sure when you're cutting them off, you don't cut them right up flush against the tree. There's a little engorged area that's called the collar of the stem there. So you want to cut right at the collar. Basically, if you've made a perfect circle at your cut, you're good. If you've made a rectangle, you've cut it wrong. By cutting into the collar, you release all of these hormones that basically say...
Kind of like a turtleneck for the limb.
Yeah, essentially. So I'm sure YouTube can show you a great video, but just when you're cutting limbs off, beware that there is a proper way to do it.
All right, cool.
And an improper way, which will long-term damage your tree.
We don't like damaged trees.
You know, one of the things my dad always does, that's just one of the things that dad does to tell me how much he loves me, is he always brings over every year coverings for my faucets.
So what are these for, your outside faucets?
That's right. So he's very big about making sure that I insulate my outdoor faucets.
What do you do for that? What can you, like, can you cover it with like a blanket, or
you
what
could.
Do?
You could just duct tape a dish rag around the outside faucet, or that you can go, you know, any of these Home Depots and Lowe's and places like that will sell insulator cups that hook on and attach to your faucets.
Okay, oh. Tell me about this, because I'm horrified to say that I've lived here for 11 years and we always do the things, you know, that you're supposed to do as a homeowner. You know, you unhook your hoses when it gets to be wintertime, you know, turn off your faucets, obviously outdoors, unhook your hoses and everything. But we've never done any sort of insulating on the faucets at all. So have we been just exceedingly lucky that nothing's happened?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just, you know, he's 80. And so I think it's, and their home is considerably older. It's an over 60-year-old home. And so I think it just harkens back to the days when they didn't have pipes and faucets made out of the same materials that they do now.
Well, that's true.
And so it's more, and of course, it just doesn't get that cold really in the South.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
A throwback from northern days.
I think my husband's from Connecticut. So they did a whole bunch of stuff up at their house that we just don't do here. I mean, they did things with their windows. They put storm windows on and did all sorts of extra insulating on
right,
their windows. And
right.
It just doesn't get cold enough for long enough here. Is that pretty much the case?
That's true. And also, you got to think about it. Our new homes, we've made such great strides in energy conservation in our homes. So the way we build our homes now with insulating and energy efficiency is a lot better than some of the drafty older homes.
That's cool. So Maddie, how do you heat your house?
We have a gas heater.
Oh, does it have a filter? You should change that filter.
I do not know.
Yeah. That's one of the things as we get into the winter, it's kind of I think of it like we have central heat and air in our house, but I think of the filter changing. We try to do it quarterly, and you're probably supposed to change your air filters like every month or something.
We do ours monthly. We get the really cheap ones and then just rotate them through monthly. But we have indoor dogs and cats and allergies.
Is the heating filter the same as the air filter?
If you have a furnace, it's not.
Oh.
So you would, well, you rent though, right?
I do.
So you would, I would check your landlord and make sure that, you know, you're all set to go with that. So
the more you know.
Speaking of which, do you guys, anybody have a fireplace?
We do. We have a gas fireplace, not a wood burning fireplace.
And my parents have that old wood burning fireplace and we still have a chimney sweep.
Does he sing?
I wish he did. I wish he was a Mary Poppins type chimney sweep. but they are still around, and it is still very important if you have a wood burning fireplace to get that checked as well.
That's one of those things we always do before there's supposed to be like a possible winter storm. Like my worst nightmare is wintry mix when it comes down to this. So we always are the first time we use our fireplace in the wintertime, it's a gas fireplace, so it always need to be primed. So we make sure that the fireplace is turning on quickly before we get a storm, because it's like insurance.
Right.
Yeah. Now tell me, are you a turn on the car and heat up the engine kind of girl?
I'm not, but that's because I'm very fortunate that I can park my car in the garage in the overnight. So I don't have that. It's not that it never gets cold enough. Now, if I was parking my car outside, I would say, yeah, you would want to do that, right? Yeah.
My car was covered in ice on the first day of winter. That's how I knew it was winter.
All right. So let's see. What else do we need? Oh, something else. Don't create a refuge in your house for rodents.
Oh, no.
Because you know why? When it's really cold outside, what do the little creatures want to do?
Get warm.
They want to come inside. And I was really shocked. One year that we lived in our house, we had a mouse in the house. And of course, we got the humane trap and brought it out to the back of the yard. And 2 days later, guess where the mouse was again?
Back inside.
Back in the house. So I was surprised to know mice can get through a hole the size of a dime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you want to make sure that like all your holes and everything are plugged up so mice and batteries or mice can't get in. Squirrels. Oh gosh. Mm. In college, we had a squirrel in our wall. It was awful. No, bad. Don't do that. Okay. So other things, winter things, or every 6 months. So winter is a good time to do it. Check the batteries
The smoke alarm?
Smoke alarm.
I know they work because they go off every time I cook.
Oh, no.
Well, and that's a good idea, too, to have candles and flashlights in a handy place that you know that they're going to work.
Yep. Yeah. Keep a flashlight right next to my bed.
And lower your thermostat. Wear sweaters and socks. That's Maddie's favorite thing.
It is. I know people get cold and they want to turn the heat up, but I'm telling you, a pair of socks goes a long way.
I do have to confess, one year when we lost power during one of those wintry mix ice storms, we took all of the animals and packed up everything in a cooler and went to mom and dad's house. We forgot the fish. We came back to a frozen solid fish.
Oh, poor baby. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye. Keep your fish warm.
This has been another edition of the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.